Hi, I'm Alex. My project with Worldwide Pharma is now moving into the closeout phase. In this course, you will see me and the team manage some risks during this phase. I've prepared a task list for myself. Let's see what I should do next. I have to follow up with the team to make sure that the project is on track. Also, I need to follow up with Simran on the status of the clinical study report. I also need to review the status of the ETMF. That doesn't sound good. What's the problem? We had identified delay in database lock as a risk at the start of the project. We could have prevented this risk from becoming an issue. What should we have done to avoid this risk from becoming an issue? Thanks, Gerald. What should I do next? What I'm doing here is capturing this as a lesson in the lessons learned document. I will send out a separate invitation to you all for the lessons learned meeting. In this meeting, we can ensure that we have captured all our learnings from this study. Before I came to this meeting, I reviewed the risk log to identify the relevant risks for this stage of the project. I see some risks that could delay the site closeout timelines. The work order has fairly aggressive site closeout timelines. What increases the importance of this is that we have a bonus payment that can be triggered only if the site closeout timelines are met. I was wondering if we could discuss the status of the document retrieval plan. It's been 2 weeks since the database lock. Do you think we'll be able to meet the timelines for site closeout specified in the work order? What is being done to resolve this? Okay, that sounds good. I think it would be helpful to have regular updates since we are nearing the deadline. I also received an email from a vendor that is a cause for concern. Some of the equipment they provided for the trial has not been returned by some of the sites that have been already closed. We need to do something about this. We cannot let that happen. Gerald, can you please look into this? That would be great. Thanks, Gerald. Where is the delay then? That seems to be a bit of a concern. What should I do? Dr. Robin is a KOL. Worldwide Pharma, in fact, intends to co-author a journal article with him once the report is finalized. Let me speak to Joe about it. Dr. Robin hasn't sent his comments on the draft CSR. I'm afraid that this would adversely affect our timelines. We have sent several reminders to Dr. Robin, but without success. Can you please follow up with him and ask him to send his review comments? As a contingency plan, I'll draw up a short list of alternative reviewers for you to consider in the event that Dr. Robin is unable to provide his comments. All right, thanks for your help, Joe. I need to make sure that all the documents are in place. It seems like we're missing some of these documents. I don't see the details for the end of trial notification to the regulatory authority for Israel and the data integration UAT plan. Any delay in the reconciliation of the documents in the ETMF will lead to a delay in the export of project files to the customer, as I will not be able to sign the completion certificate. I sent an email to Gerald asking him about the status of the missing documents. How did we miss these? Can you please follow up with them to ensure that the documents are in place? Why is that? I missed reviewing the ETMF regularly. Transition of team key members is a risk to the project and to the finalization of the ETMF. I should document this in the lessons learned. All the team members proactively worked to close the tasks assigned to them. I am glad that we were able to successfully close the project on time. Let me quickly promote the issues to lessons learned and close the invalid risks in QRPM. We can then review these during the upcoming lessons learned meeting. In this course, you learned about the various aspects related to risk management in the closeout phase at Quintiles. You are now aware of some of the risks you may encounter in the closeout phase of a project and the approaches that can be used to deal with them. This should help you in practicing effective risk management. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck!